Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Well, there's a lot to talk about today, but let's open with a great human interest story. Is joining us right now, David Michael Wagoner, and it's two G's in Wagoner. And the name of the book is The Amazing Power of Adoption, How Unconditional Love Can Overcome Adversity. The book is published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And I do want to compliment David by saying congratulations. 5-star review on Amazon. That says something. What about the book? Is this a non-fictional book about you and your life?
Yes, that's correct, Stu. It's about my life. I'm 71 years old, and through the years, I began to see a pattern evolving around adoption. I was adopted myself. I later went through a period of adversity in my early crazy years, and I surrendered a son to adoption. And then later, I remarried and adopted a son of my own. And all of those three sagas are what we refer to as the adoption triad. Very rare, apparently, that one person would live all those segments and roles in adoption, and people began to urge me to write a book about it, and so I did.
My curiosity here overwhelms me. Well, what's your relationship with the son you gave away? Do you have any?
Yes, I do. I surrendered my son for adoption much to my dismay and depression in 1975. And 38 years later, I reconnected, and we now have a relationship, a very close relationship. I reconnected about 5 years ago. He's currently married with 3 children, successful career, spiritually driven individual. I couldn't ask for a better outcome, although his beginning was clouded by adversity. My surrendering him to adoption, unconditional love by the parents who raised him, brought him into a better position in life, and I reconnected with him. His adopted father passed away 3 weeks ago, and I sent my son a card of condolences about it. So roles change through life, and I see myself, as I say in my book at the end of every chapter, how lucky I have been.
Yeah, I think that's a key statement you just made that people overlook, that roles change during your life. The question is how to adapt to those roles. With some people, it becomes too much of an ordeal. Obviously, with you, you've been able to emotionally and logically balance it out to make it a positive experience. Is that accurate?
That's an accurate way to say it. But however, I'd like to also say that I had some excellent additional help by the vice president of timing upstairs.
All right. Great to hear your story, David Michael Wagner, The Amazing Power of Adoption, How Unconditional Love Can Overcome Adversity, published by Christian Faith Publishing. Thanks for bringing your story.
Yes, you're welcome, Stu. Thanks for having me on the program.
All right, we move along here. So much to talk about today. There's the tax reform, which I'm hoping I can get in here. I'm going to keep this show moving along and juggling, if I can use that terminology. And we will be continuing with lots here, but I want to get in a couple of basic things here. Barack Obama, who was a huge critic, he just doesn't go away, does he, this guy? Who was a huge critic of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, all of these companies, has just inked a deal to speak to Cantor Fitzgerald. If you go back to 9/11, Cantor Fitzgerald was the company that tragically lost so many people in the 9/11 horror. And Obama has just is going to sign a deal for a talk to them for $400,000. Isn't this a great country? It's a great country, isn't it? Congratulations to Donald Trump. And I just can't say this with enough emotion. See, it's wonderful. I've always talked about on this show how Obama brags how our oil and gas production is up. It's because it's on private land. No public land that he made the government take. Now, another another exercise in circumventing, I don't think it's not even circumventing Congress, because true circumvention of Congress was through Barack Obama. It's an executive order that Trump happily signed yesterday, bringing 167 million acres, which apparently is larger than the state of Texas, 167 million acres back to the people, back to the states, and out of the hands of the federal government. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, these just wonderful, wonderful acts that Donald Trump is doing one after another, they're of major significance. And all you hear from are the likes of that disgusting human being, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, that whole group who just can't stop leveling at Donald Trump. Like him, don't like him, the man is accomplishing a lot. And if they would only allow him to fill some of the deputy assistant positions in the administration, he'd get a lot more done. There's a conspiracy against the United States of America. When you conspire against the president, you're conspiring against the United States of America. And Trump is determined to put a stop to this. And what he says, he means. Oh, and I do believe that wall will get built. Regardless, his reputation stands on it. And when they say he couldn't get the $1.2 billion to get it started, and it's going to be about $52 billion, just trust me. Take a look at the money we spend. $52 billion is a drop in the bucket to provide security. And we're already seeing that massive security enact itself in our society as immigration, illegal immigration, has gone down 70% without the wall. And that's putting more forces on the border and stricter, upholding it, because when an illegal knows all he has to do is cross the border and he's safe, and he and Obama made them feel welcome, is now faced with the alternative is knowing when he crosses the border, there's probably going to be prison time and he's going back. But the big trick of the far left in this country is they conveniently turn the sentiments against Donald Trump, the administration, when they never, ever include the word illegal. There's the hook, ladies and gentlemen. It's what I always say about how the English language is used. There's a big difference between an immigrant and an illegal immigrant or an illegal alien. You got to read and parch the words. We're going to continue on this, but boy, I'm warming up for the tax cut that's going to come later. Talk a little about Ann Coulter and the economy. Two separate. I'm going to break them down into two separate issues. This is Stu Taylor.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Back to the late Eddie Fisher, and our next guest is joining us now. His name is Christopher Wall. He's got a new book. It's called The Heart of Tartarus. It's a fascinating adventure that I think you're going to be very interested in. It's just kind of something we all migrate towards. We have particular interests in certain areas, and I'll bet a large segment of the population has interest in this. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Christopher, congratulations and welcome on a book that you've obviously put a lot of thought into. Tell us about it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Stu. So the book is The Heart of Tartarus is about a history professor from Boston University who finds himself thrust into a world of gods and monsters. He finds out that he's a demigod, half god, half human, who's the son of Zeus, the king of the gods. And as it turns out, the gods have taken to the heavens in a way that no one has ever imagined. The planets are all named for the Roman gods, who by extension are the Greek gods who have been adapted into a Roman form. And he finds out that the gods that are named for the planets actually embody those planets, and with them their children as well. And so he's approached by Hera, who is the wife of Zeus, and she explains to him that she, because she does not have a planet, she's not allowed to join her family in the sky. So she tasks him with traveling to the deepest pit of the underworld, known as Tartarus, which is the place where the souls of all monsters go. So he's tasked with going down there, and he interacts with a lot of classic Greek monsters like Medusa or the Cyclops, et cetera, types like that.
How did you come up with this idea? What did you major in college?
Well, I'm currently working with a college. I'm going into teaching history. I really enjoy history. But I got the idea one night when my girlfriend and I, she has horses, you see, and her mother was out there with us. We were on our way out to feed bedtime, her mother looked up into the sky and said, "Oh, look up there. You can see Venus." And I looked up, and I thought to myself, what if that was the goddess Venus, the goddess of love herself? And that kind of got the gears working in my head, and I went inside after we fed the horses and just started writing stuff down.
What has been the best part of this experience for you? Are you going to be writing more books? What has really been something that has been so rewarding? Authors write books. Sometimes it's just something they do and move on to the next one. What has it meant to you, and will it have any impact for the future?
Well, you know, I've always loved Greek mythology, and so creating my own character and having him interact with all of these classic characters that I've grew up with most of my life, it's been a really interesting experience to get into the heads of a lot of the characters. And I am working on a few more ideas. You know, I have kind of an attention problem when it comes to books. I'll start one, get sidetracked, find another idea, and start writing about that. So I'm struggling a little bit with writing more, but I have a feeling that I'll be able to pick back up on it soon.
All right. Good luck to you. Sounds like you've kind of found a love here. And Christopher Wall, and in his book, you give the title out for our listeners one more time.
That is The Heart of Tartarus, or Tartarus, however you want to pronounce it.
All right, and again, it's published by Fulton. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Stu.
All right, we move along here. We've got a couple more guests. I'm always amazed at these guests and their creative minds and coming up with these interesting subjects to write about. As opposed to what we're dealing with in reality, and what we're dealing with in reality almost seems like a sequence or a series of fictional writing as it is. Ann Coulter. I met Ann. I spent some time with Ann Coulter in New Orleans. She's actually a lovely person. It doesn't project often in public, as it doesn't with a lot of celebrities. Ann's been a guest on this show several times. A very outspoken conservative, extremely outspoken, which doesn't offend me one bit. I mean, we've got 99 completely outspoken, radical, off-the-wall progressives for every Ann Coulter out there. So, Ann, just keep it going, although I think she may be shifting her life from a beauty line of cosmetics from the political field. But nevertheless, Ann was being brought into it's like being brought into a military trap in Berkeley, California, and I've said on this show before, I wouldn't spend 5 cents on a parking meter to put any money in the pocket of anyone at Berkeley, whether it's the police, whether it's Code Pink, whether it's these absolutely off-the-wall, dangerous, radical universities. We have seen recently what has happened with speakers who have been invited in there, like Milo, absolutely disgraced, intimidated. And Ann basically is not going to, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, she's not going to risk her life. The police won't do anything. She's pulled out. It's another big victory for the far left, who have threatened to basically torch the place. And, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that there's no police action, no federal action, and I think this is one of those cases where it's such high profile that Donald Trump should step in and take action. Although, in case anybody hasn't noticed, he's got a lot on his plate. I mean, this country is, in spite of Trump taking over, and God help us where it would be if Hillary took it over, is spiraling out of control in terms of the schism between decent, patriotic, loving Americans and the Marxists, the leftists, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, all of these groups led by the likes of the demon George Soros and others that threaten to create more than instability. We're coming back. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do. And I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
All right, next guest here, one of my favorite subjects, honestly, and what he refers to in the book has such depth and scope to it and value. Our guest is Robert Finch. He is the author of Great Objectives, An Inquiry into Secular Ethics. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and... first of all, I have to say congratulations on a fine book, an outstanding subject. And I always love hearing about John Stuart Mill, who I think had an IQ of 180. When you go back, and we kind of group things, but I don't want to take much time in my comments. I think of Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, and so many other great minds who have contributed to the intellect of this society. Welcome. How come you chose this subject, Robert?
Well, I've been interested in ethics all my life, and I realized that it's a sort of scientific approach to the big questions of why we should be good and why we should treat people with altruism, how we face death and how we live our lives, and how should we... work with other people to be constructive and creative.
I throw this out on a number of shows, so I'll make it quick. I believe the biggest problem we're facing in the world is corruption, and I believe a lot it's inherent in man. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of good and a lot of love. Do you disagree or agree with that?
Well, it certainly is one of our big problems, but I think that most people are inclined to do good. I think most people want to do good, and it's something that we've learned over millennia, that treating our fellow men equitably and truthfully and kindly is the way to go. There's a lot of hope for dealing with these problems.
The cliche we hear all the time, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and
yes.
Most important thing is health. Is that enough to lead to happiness?
It's a very good motto, I think. Healthy, wealthy, and wise is three words which somehow manage to incorporate most of the good things in ethical behavior.
I want you to bring John Stuart Mill in because I've never met him, but one of my favorite people. Bring John Stuart Mill into this conversation and talk about he is intertwined in the essence of the book.
Yes, well, John Stuart Mill was a British philosopher of the 19th century and lived into the 20th century. But he was a very brilliant man and was educated from early in life to lead ethical thinking. And he wrote a number of very important essays that are often quoted. He wrote a book on liberty, which is one of the founding reading books for the libertarians. And he wrote a book together with his inamorata, who was called Harriet Taylor, incidentally, about the subjection of women, which is regarded as being one of the most foundational books in that area. And it eventually led to women getting the vote in Britain. So he wrote very important work.
Is this book based more on the information you have received on your research, or is it more opinionated based upon your own view on ethics, values, attitudes?
Well, it's based on my reading more than anything else. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not a sociologist, so I can't really claim that I have got qualifications in those areas, not basic qualifications, but I've lived as a humanist, and I've worked as the chairman of the humanist group in Houston and on the board of the American Humanist Association. We're a growing section of the U.S. population, and there are probably upwards of 30 or 40% of the U.S. population that lives according to these sorts of values. So there's a large group of people that I'm speaking for.
Can a person develop an acceptable set of values and virtues in life, and is it inherent, or it can be acquired after perhaps showing the evil side in the earlier years?
Well, I'm not sure about the evil side in the earlier years. It takes a long time, I think, to understand all of the nuances of the subject, but it's certainly something that can be learned. People do learn, and it's something that is gradually acquired as time goes on. There have been psychologists. Maslow, for example, is very well known for
hierarchy needs.
Yeah, and he showed us how, as you gradually get older, if you work at it, you can really improve your ethical standing and understanding.
I understand when he died, he had a higher value. He's got his hierarchy of needs without me going through them. At the top is self-esteem. Just out of curiosity, do you know what that sixth principle was before he died that wasn't related?
Maslow?
If you don't, that's okay. We'll move along. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Do you believe ethics come from people?
Yes, I think it's something that human beings have developed over a period of years. I mean, even animals show ethical behavior. Animals take care of their young, and many animals mate for life, and they will look after the an injured animal, and so on. So there's already the beginnings of ethical behavior in the animal world. And I think that we human beings built on that when we learned language and we learned how to put words on the various emotional feelings that we had and developed them into values that we could share with other people.
Yeah, and all of us. Self-righteous and hypocritical at times. When a set of standards or values meets our needs and our wants, we adopt them. Otherwise, we reject them. How do you feel about our values depending upon our situation?
Well, I think you do need different values in different situations. That's one of the things that we've learned. There are many things that we've learned. I mean, we learned that truth-seeking and rational behavior, and objective knowledge, science, civilized behavior, search for beauty, equality, and so on, all of those things are values that we've learned about in the progress of time, and it's been worked up by philosophers and poets and great novelists and so on. So, it's something that we've learned.
Have you seen other books really giving a full description of history and principles of secular ethics?
Well, this is my book on secular ethics, and it's the only one I've written in this area. I wrote a textbook when I was a professor at the University of Houston. I was a professor. I taught physics and mechanics and acoustics and that sort of stuff, which is only indirectly related to ethics. So I wanted to really zero in on the ethical.
We're going to have you back. We have a lot more to talk about, a lot of examples of humanist values and principles. We'll cover that in our next interview. Robert Finch, Great Objectives, An Inquiry into Secular Ethics. This is a book for you to buy. Ex Libris, the publisher. Thank you very much.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
All right, our final segment. Joining us is Bob Bennett. He's the author of The Other 50. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Bob, welcome to the show. What's the book about? Why did you write it?
Why did I write it? It was very interesting from the standpoint of I met this couple when I had to put my wife into a group home here in Arizona, and so she was there for 19 months, and it gave me a great opportunity to get in, to become well known with the couple. It was Cornell and Vicky Niculescu. And I got to the point when I was trying to find out specifically how they were able to get out of Romania and into America. So the story that they told was so interesting, I thought, that would make a book. Well, I don't consider myself to be an author. However, I did a book earlier, but I did it for a specific audience, and it went well. So I felt like I knew what I was doing, so I went ahead and wrote the book. And it has taken me a few years to get it done. But it's a story about this couple that were having difficulties in Romania. Cornell, the husband, was having difficulties with the Securitate, which was generally called the KGB, based on Russians, KGB deep program. So I gathered as much information as I could about how he was first able to get out of Romania and into America, and then how difficult it was getting his wife, Vicky, into America.
Well, you talk about the desperate need to escape, you know, the rigors, the harassments. Well, what did they have to go through with the country's Secret Service agents?
I'm sorry?
What did they what kind of an ordeal did they go through?
Well, the first ordeal, of course, was just trying to get a visa and a passport because of the restrictions and so forth, and the Communist Party had control, and it was very difficult, and he had to join the Communist Party, which was against his shall we say religion, but he went ahead and did that, and then with a lot of spaga or under the table monetary arrangements, he was able to get his passport and a visa into Greece, where he had to stay 2 years finding menial tasks in order to find a way into America. And his wife Vicky did not like going to America. However, she had to concede and finally did. And the difficulty in getting their two children in school and educated, and the menial tasks that they had to perform, like cleaning toilets and making beds and hotels, and these two are university graduates. Cornell's problem was his father was a priest, and you know how the communists felt about religion and the priest, but it got to the point where he was being held back in promotions, and he didn't want that same kind of treatment passed on to his two daughters, so it was very necessary for him to get away, and finally Vicky joined him, and they got themselves into the group home business and have been very successful with that.
But they didn't really like America, did they? And what did they do to support themselves while they were here?
Well, mostly they worked initially in hotels, being maids, and also menial tasks in the hotels. But eventually, Cornell felt that he should get into nursing. So, in addition to the jobs that they were both working, they both took the opportunity to get into Cornell in nursing and Vicky into learning how to operate group homes and raise their two daughters. And being that they were both college graduates, they were insisting that their two daughters work hard and study hard and to get through college in good style. So it was a menial task after menial task, and Cornell suffered heart attacks in the process, and having attempted to lift a 300-pound woman in one of the nursing homes, he strained his back, which became a problem with him and is still with him. But as he continues his nursing with the hospice organization here. So it was a task of getting the girls educated and getting themselves fixed financially.
All right, excellent overview of the book, Bob Bennett, The Other Vicky, published by Author House. Bob, thank you so much for a fascinating story, and I thank everyone for listening. Back here tomorrow, I'm Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,